Hello, welcome to Daily Issue for Monday, March 2nd. This is episode 77 of the show. It's minus 13 Celsius, feels like minus 22. Apparently, next is zero visibility this afternoon with blowing snow. So it should be fun if you're out in the boat in the greater metropolis of Saskatoon anyways. This is episode about this episode. Sorry, I heard rumblings of feet outside the door. I thought a child was going to burst through the door. This episode of Daily Ish brought to you by Camping Monitor and A Small Orange. Visit goodstuff.fm/dailyish/77. Check out links to Camping Monitor and A Small Orange to find out more. I was going to do a quick, a long description in the show title or show description of a commentary on running a business, you know, etc., blah blah blah, sort of a jokey topic description, and then just the whole episode would just be me going because that's kind of how I feel this morning. It's Monday and stuff with the family isn't going well. Everyone's kind of tense and fighty and tensiony, and so I didn't really want to do a podcast because you know, you come from a place of frustration and you kind of just want to stay frustrated, and so I thought, no, I'll just do a podcast because that way hopefully it'll get out of my brain a little bit. And but then I couldn't follow through on just doing a little groan moan podcast for you. I didn't think that would be an appropriate thing to hear first thing in the morning or whenever you happen to listen to this. The only thing I have on the discussion topics is a comment from a friend who said that she didn't hear about episodes of Dailyish because I'm not tweeting about them anymore. So obviously there's people who don't subscribe, which I'm very well aware of the fact that people don't necessarily subscribe to the show. They just wait for either a blog post maybe or a tweet about it. And I've always been under the assumption, because it's the way that I operate, is if I am interested in a show, then I subscribe to it and I go through the mechanics of it's like four or five steps to subscribe to a podcast these days. It's ridiculous that it's still this difficult, but such is the state of affairs. I kind of want, because I'm not on Twitter for Lent, I kind of want Twitter to remain silent completely. And so I'm torn. But if you do, I post occasionally on my blog, and I should be posting posts on my blog when there's a new episode of the show, so at chrisends.com. But there is a Twitter account for that blog that just auto-tweets anytime there's a new post. So it's at chrisends, creatively enough. And that one, so twitter.com/chrisends, I think. And so that one just auto-tweets anytime there's new updates to the blog. And so, or my Tumblr actually as well. That's sort of both get synced to that. But so that's, I guess, one way of keeping up if you want to subscribe to that Twitter account. That'll definitely do it. And the, of course, the Good Stuff Twitter account, goodstuff_FM, will also alert you to new Daily Issues, plus every other amazing show that Good Stuff puts out. So that's that. I got to run, get to the office, do some work, billable hours, clients management, you know, the usual stuff, all the joys of running your own business and, you know, not working for the man, but working for yourself, working 9 to 5, living for the weekend. I'm running out of cliches, so I better stop. See you next time. Thanks. Bye.